thought this evening, just two passages, one, since we're talking about it there in our Bible class, 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. I'm kind of adding this into my original thoughts here because we were ended class thinking about this. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he's in light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Go back to Hebrews 12, if you would. Hebrews chapter 12. I'm going to tell you a story here. Now, when I was 6 or 7 years old, right, we grew up really poor, and my mom got a nice dining room table. That was a big deal for us to get something this nice. Now, I was a naughty kid, all right? I was a bad kid. I was really bad. And so for some reason, I decide to get a knife. And in big letters on the top of this table, I mean big letters, I carve my name in it. I mean, I'm carving my name in this thing. Deep carving my name. Now, if I was smart, I would have put my brother's name in there, you know, to let him get in trouble. Now, that's back in the days where your parents would really whip you, right? And that's probably the most trouble I'd ever been in that I can remember. I got a whipping. It seemed like every hour on the hour. I'm sure it wasn't. But I do remember multiple. It wasn't just a one whip, and it got in her mind again, and it was coming again, right? And so I always remember that. Now here's the thing. You know, I saw the error of my ways. Do you think I ever carved my name in a table again? No, I didn't, huh? Because I learned. I suffered the consequences. My attitude was adjusted, and I never did it again. I did other naughty things a kid would do, but I never did that again. I want you to read here two verses with me, Hebrews 12, 10 and 11. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning in verse 10. For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seems best to them. Well, actually, let me back up to verse 9 because talking about a father. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect, shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chasten us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Now, I suffered the consequences for my action, for my mother. I deserved it. I earned it. It corrected me. It did the job, right? Now, does that mean my mother stopped loving me? No. It means, yes, she was angry at the action I took, but she corrected me for my benefit. Right? So I want you to think about this week as we finish out our week. You know, the chastening of the Lord, when he chastens us, it's because he loves us. So I'm reading my Bible, I come across something that, wow, that's different than what I want to do, God. How am I going to respond to that? Right? Am I going to humble myself, submit myself to what God is telling me? Right, that's how I submit to the chastening of the Lord. That's why he tells us back in chapter 4, verse 12, the word of God is powerful, right? It gives us that illustration, able to basically reach down to our very depths. That's how powerful it is. You know, let the word of God correct you and challenge you and change you and have the right mindset when you come across a portion that is correcting you. Right? He's our Father. He loves us, saying, I love you so much, I'm going to give you guidance. Fix the things you need to fix because I want you to be in fellowship with me. That's how you walk in the light as he's in the light. That's how we maintain connection to that blood of Christ that continuously cleanses us. We allow God to chasten us, to keep us faithful. This evening, if you are subject to the invitation, you have the opportunity. I don't know everyone here. Maybe you haven't obeyed the gospel. What a perfect night it is for you to obey the gospel. Wouldn't that be great to see someone put on Christ in baptism? What a wonderful thought to watch someone's sins washed away in the blood of the Lamb. If you haven't done that and you believe in Jesus, you're willing to repent of your sins, you're willing to say, hey, I'm not ashamed of Jesus, and confess him before men, and reenact that death, burial, and resurrection in water, we'd love to help you with that. And so that you can begin that journey of walking that newness of life. If you've done that, maybe fallen away, you lost your way along the way, and you're ready to come back home, let us pray for you, pray with you. Whatever it is that you might need. If you have a need, let someone know as we stand, as we sing.